Blog Talk Radio. For radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now and let's get you packing.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And
all right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Good evening and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great show tonight. We have very special folks on the line tonight. And also joining me tonight, of course, as always and faithfully, my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, are you with me?
Hey, Becky, this is Vicki. Looking forward to a great show tonight. Lots of exciting things happening on the rodeo scene here in the great state of Texas.
yes, there is. Donalyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm hopping on, and it's great to be with you girls tonight. I'm sorry I was missing in action last week, but, yep, it's a great group of guys tonight. It'll be a fun night to talk.
Well, I'm really excited about tonight, and, of course, all of our guests and our co-host and guest co-hosts are all in the state of Texas, so that's really exciting. I'm up here in Washington, and that's what's great about Blog Talk is we can just chime in from all over and visit and share the Western way of life and the stories behind the stories. If you're listening tonight, you've either called in to 347-857-3760 and you're listening through the online Bluetooth, whichever way you've got it, any cell phone service is what I'm trying to say. And so if you're listening and as the interview progresses and there's anything you want to talk about or anything you want to join the show and ask, please feel free to do so. Just press 1 and go into the host queue, and my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, will let you know that you're in the queue and will bring you online to visit with us and our guests. Otherwise, you're listening through the Internet and you're streaming, and that's going to www.blogtalk.com/4radio, and that's F-O-R-E-R-A-D-I-O. Be sure to also check out our Facebook page and our website. Our website has all of our archives of our past shows, and we've had some really great interviews. You can find us at shesgonecountry.us, or always just go to our Facebook page and scroll down, and we usually have the links on from the previous shows as well. So be sure to check those out. But without further ado, I'm excited for our guest tonight. We, as you know, we had 10 full days in Las Vegas this past December at the WNFR, And we had great shows at Mandalay Bay at the Roper Cowboy Christmas. But because we are new and we are growing and learning and expanding our listener base, we were unable to bring those broadcasts to you via recordings and then playing them back. We tried, but the feedback wasn't really great. So we decided that we're going to bring those guests to you live and on the air. So tonight we are bringing back a guest that we had with us in Vegas on the last day. And the last day was really, you know, it was really relaxed. It was real kickback. Everybody was enjoying themselves. It was winding down. And, you know, it went from being the last day of the WNSR to visiting about the history and the lineage of rodeo. And we like to call our last day, it was the HUD show. So with us tonight, we are welcoming back from the, he is the president of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, and that's Mr. Mike Hudson. Mike, are you with us?
I am, Becky. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well,
glad to be a part of your show.
Well, we are excited to have you back on because, you know, if you were there live, it was very entertaining. Mike has a lot to say, and he's real passionate about his organization and what he's doing over there in Fort Worth. So, Mike, if you would, we have listeners that chime in from all over the U.S. We have folks listening from Canada, Mexico, the island of Crete, all over the place. So why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background about what it is you do at the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame?
Sure, Becky, I don't mind a bit. I am the president of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame. It's located in Fort Worth, Texas, in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. And our museum is located on the lower level of the Cowtown Coliseum. And for our listeners who may not know the background and the history on this Coliseum, it was built finished in 1909 and housed the very first indoor rodeo in the United States. So there's a lot of history in this building. They've had people in there since 1909, stars or whatever. Elvis has performed there. There's been several presidents attend meetings there or inauguration type deals, and it's Bob Hope. I mean, you can. It's endless. The people who have been through there, plus the many years of rodeo. The Fort Worth Livestock Show and Rodeo was held in that Coliseum, I think, till like 1915 or whatever, when they built the Amon G. Carter Arena over on the west side of Fort Worth. So it did house the Fort Worth Livestock Show and Rodeo. To give you a little background on the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, this was founded by a cowboy named Johnny Boren and a group of businessmen in Belton, Texas, which is down below Waco, in 1975. Johnny owned a Ford dealership in Belton and was the manager of the PRCA Lone Star Circuit. And back in his day when he was rodeoing, Johnny worked the bull riding event, in, like I said, in his younger days. And he always had the vision of starting an organization to recognize the men and women of Texas who made a contribution to the sport. The very first home of the hall was housed in several different Belton area businesses, including a Western store, Western Wear store. And eventually the hall kept growing and more people were being inducted, and so it was moved to the Bell County Expo Center there in Belton. And it remained there until July of 2010. We got with some people in Fort Worth, and the Expo Center was really a nice facility, but they didn't have any way to have the museum in there and secure it where people could go in and look at it during the day and all. Usually the Expo Center was only open for special events, rodeos, basketball games, whatever they may be having in there. So we got together with some people in Fort Worth and decided that we'd just move it to Fort Worth, which we did. And we opened in July of 2010. We currently have over 300 inductees that are enshrined in the museum. And we've right now, as of today, I just checked with our secretary, we've got so far year to date, 463 dues-paying members. So we're sure we'll pick up some more over the weekend. We'll at our induction Saturday, April the 11th, there in the Stockyards area. We still have tickets remaining if somebody wants to go, if you don't live too far off. Even if you do live too far off, we'd love to have you. I'll give you information on that later on in the show. But we expect between 500 and 600 attendees for the Saturday induction on the 11th.
So that's kind of well, HUD, this is Vicki, and having been able to attend before, I mean, this is absolutely, what a great fun weekend. What a chance to for all of us involved with rodeo to catch up with old friends and different members. But it's a great opportunity for those who are just rodeo fans to come get involved and meet some cowboys and cowgirls. And the Texas Rodeo, the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame is like none other. And believe you me, the Stockyards here in Fort Worth, they open up their arms each rodeo induction weekend each year, and it's a great, fun time.
Oh, yeah, it's a family affair, too. I mean, to bring kids, grandmas, grandpas, whoever you want to bring, because it's a family, surrounds a family, and, of course, that's what rodeo people depend on all their life is their family when they're going down the road or retired or whatever. The family's a very big part of the rodeo circle. So don't think that you can't come if you've got two or three kids with you or whatever, but you're more than welcome to attend.
Well, Mike, this is Becky. Now, tell me, how did you personally become involved as far as did you used to ride yourself? Share with our audience a little bit about your own rodeo background.
I did, Becky. I rode through high school into college and then somehow or another filled a permit and got a card. And I found out real quick that some people make a living in other ways around rodeo than being a participant. I probably could have been a world champion in every event except for three words: lack of talent. So I saw that my calling was on the other side of the fence. I was helped Johnny with the Lone Star Circuit. I was secretary treasurer of the circuit for a couple of years, and when I finally decided that I was tired of paying everybody's way down the road, I quit in 1980, and I took a job with Adolf Coors Brewing Company out of Colorado back when they were in pro rodeo, or still in pro rodeo, with the Coors Shootout program. And I was one of the participants in that program. We had two rodeo representatives, myself and Shelley Burmeister, who y'all know was my other cohort. And I worked for a direct employee of the brewery. We were out of the sports marketing arm of the Coors Brewing Company there in Golden, Colorado. And so I was still able to go and keep my finger in rodeo, promote a malt beverage for them, and go to rodeos and do TV and radio ads and everything, and make calls on the local establishments with the beer distributors in the town where the rodeo was. So I've always kept my finger in it, and then just got actively involved in the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, and was, I guess, a key figure in getting the move to Fort Worth, where more people could view the museum and be a part of it than they were in Belton. And we kind of made a lot of those people in Belton mad at first, but once they came to Fort Worth and looked what we did, they were all very excited about it. And I think that it was probably the best move we could have ever made for the museum.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, Fort Worth in itself, this year when I got to go down there in February, it was my first experience going to Fort Worth. And that's just like stepping back into time and down there at the Stockyards. And, you know, they've preserved it so well, and they've done such a great job of giving you the feeling of really knowing what it was like to be back there. So the hall just seems like a really good fit where it's at.
And right. The people that hadn't been to Fort Worth, they ride horses down there every day. They have a what they call a cattle drive. They'll take steers Longhorn steers up the avenue. It's all brick streets, and this is done every day except Christmas and Thanksgiving. 365 days a year, doesn't matter what the weather is, hot, cold, snowing, raining,
sleet,
blistering hot. They do that cattle drive it twice a day for the people that come to Fort Worth and never really been around that kind of thing. It's a pretty interesting deal.
Well, and I can attest to that because it was torrential downpour the day I left, and sure enough, those longhorns were coming down the middle of the road. So that is true fact. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and so our listeners, please stay tuned. Remember, when we get back, if you want to visit with us, just press 1 to go into the host queue. Maria will let us know you're there, but stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with my cousin.
4Radio.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am here and joined tonight with my co-host, Becky Christensen O'Shield, and our guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana, CEO of Western Wishes. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Donna Lynn, how have you been with Western Wishes? I just want to just take a quick second and ask how that's all going before we get back into our interview with Mike.
I'll just give you a little quick update. I just got back from Lexington, Kentucky at Road of the Horse. And, of course, everybody probably knew Chris Cox won it. And I'll tell you, he is truly the greatest horseman. He's a great showman as well, and that crowd loved him. And Tootie Bland puts that such a great production on. I mean, high production value, very entertaining. Sold out performances all for $40 a pop, and it was sold out all four performances. Great presentation. We had a girl is absolutely Melissa is from not from Amarillo, from Abilene. And she's like Emily from the Cutting Horse from the NCHA Wish. She has 3 brain tumors that are inoperable, and she's a great little barrel racer and a good little hand and everything, and she's starting her own colt. So you can imagine how thrilling it was for her to meet Chris, who won it again for the 4th time world championship, and he's now retired from Road to the Old Horse as well. But it was great. We had a good time, met a lot of neat people there, and I think we'll always have a wish at Road to the Horse. But it was a great production and a great wish. So, yeah, it was great.
Awesome. Well, we like to, to our guests and to our listeners, we like to take a little bit of time. Donna Lynn's organization, Western Wishes, is one of our charity teams. So we do a lot as much as we can on our end to always elevate and empower Donna Lynn and everything that she's doing. We got to have a Western Wishes Day down in Vegas where some of her Western Wishes kids came on. And so we always just like to highlight what's happening in her world because I think it's amazing what she does for these kids and what those that come into her organization help do for
these kids.
Ladies,
I wanted to ask you – oh, I'm sorry. This is Donna.
No.
I wanted to ask you, ladies, when we were at the NFR, when you met Precious Bailey from Australia, have you been seeing the Facebook posts on her amazing improvement? And it was because she came to America.
to have.
Absolutely.
Donalyn, this is Vicki, and I've been following Bailey on Facebook. Roser mom, you know, it's wonderful. Australia, daytime, nighttime, daytime here. And, you know, and I wake up and there's something there from Rose on Facebook. But Bailey is doing wonderful because of the treatment she sought in Southern California. So what a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing. Absolutely.
I know.
But we,
amazing.
Well, we have a great lineup to talk to continue visiting with HUD and the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame. And, Vicki, I believe what you and I kind of chatted about was, you know, HUD, we wanted to hear some, you know, hear something about your inductees. You have a lot of them this year, and they're all newsworthy and noteworthy, and they all truly deserve to be there. But I do understand that we have one particular winner, very special winner, online with us tonight.
I guess my little right-hand man, Kirk Allman, who, when he was rodeoing, rode bulls and rode them really well. He's the recipient this year of the Johnny Bourne Award. And earlier I talked about Johnny Bourne. He's the one that started the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame. And so soon after this was started, the people who first started it decided every year, or and not necessarily every year, it's when someone's deserving of the Johnny Bourne Award. It's not only for rodeo, it's for participation in outside activities, outside of the arena, like kind of like Donna Lynn's deal, where they help with charities, where they go out and generate funds for other events and do like newspaper stuff, pictures, whatever, anything that they can do to justify outside involvement of the arena is who we look for, and it's a very prestigious award, and like I said, it's not given every year. The board gets together and decides, you know, in advance, should we have a Johnny Bourne Award, or who's donated enough time and effort in their life to be presented with this award. And this year it is going to Kirk Allman. Kirk lives in Weatherford, and Kirk is not only the Johnny Bourne Award winner, but he's also on the board. And he's made so many significant changes with the board. And anything you ask Kirk to do, it doesn't matter if it's raining straight down. Say, Kirk, I need you to go wash my car. It's outside. Okay, he'll go wash it. You know, I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. I mean, well, he's in charge of putting up all the plaques every year. He has a crew that goes over there and lines these plaques up, puts them on the wall. He puts up banners. We had a couple of special children rodeos. He was right in the middle of that. I mean, anything you ask this man to do, he's there to help. And he is very deserving of this award, not only in the arena but outside the arena. And we're lucky enough to have him with us tonight. Kirk, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'm here, and hi, everybody. Hi, Vicki, Vicki, Don Lynn, Hud.
Hi.
It's all great.
Well, this is Vicki. Thanks for joining us tonight. And, you know, what an honor to be recognized for the efforts that you've done and for not only the, you know, rodeo in itself, but for this organization. What does this award mean to you?
Oh, it's everything. You know, as a board member, I've been affiliated with Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame since 2010. So that was in the era of the transformation from Belton to Fort Worth. And HUD mentioned that it kind of raised some eyebrows and hurt some feelings. But, you know, going to Fort Worth, Johnny Bourne would have been on the wagon leading the charge. I was lucky enough to know Johnny Bourne, and what a wonderful man he was. He is a historian. He is a rodeo enthusiast. He was a bull rider. He was all about rodeo, and he's all about kids and trying to produce. You know, he had a little bull riding down there in Belton, and we'd go down there, and, you know, his old bulls just, you know, he'd say, look, it isn't about raising bucking bulls to me. I'm raising riders. I'm raising future cowboys.
Wow.
So that's the kind of man Johnny Bourne was, and I'm proud.
Well, Kurt, You should be proud. This is Vicki, and congratulations, and I mean that very heartfelt. You know, you're so welcome and so deserving, and you know, it's an honor to be even just nominated for selection into the Hall of Fame, but to be given the Johnny Boren Award, that says something truly about your heart, Kurt, and how much you work, love rodeo, love kids, and the Western way of life. And because of it, we're all blessed because of what you choose to put into what you do there at the Hall of Fame. Thank you again.
Oh, just right. Thank you.
Well, Kurt, now you're from Weatherford, correct?
We have just moved to Weatherford. My wife and I lived in Grandview, Texas for nearly 20 years. Mm-hmm. And we've lived in Weatherford for the last 2 years, and we really love it here. We just really, things are good, and it's a thriving little town, so we've kind of clung to it.
Well, it's so nice that I can actually connect the dots after taking a 3-week jaunt down the state of Texas. And Texas is huge. Let me just preface that.
Yes.
But so I'm
sure. I want to throw something in, though. Kirk was naturally born a prunie out there in the prune state of California, and he's a transplant. Got here as quick as he could.
Well, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, I was on my way to wrestle and rodeo for Cal Poly my senior year in high school. And I got a phone call, and it was Betty Gail Cooper on the other line. And she said, no, you're going to Durant, Oklahoma to the Southeastern. So that's how I got out here. And I came in 1980. And I moved to Fort Worth in about 1981, and I've been here ever since.
Well, you know, it seems like once they get to Texas, they stay in Texas, and I keep getting the pull from the family down south to come down there. But you know, Donalyn, you're a transplant, and Vicki, everyone on the phone is a transplant.
I know. You know what? This is Donalyn, and Mike and Kirk. You know, it's going to be nice to come to the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame on Saturday. I plan to be there. And it will be nice that we're gathering together and kind of explained for you boys. I saw you boys. I saw you, 10 days ago? And
yes,
it was
a
very, very beloved explain our dearly, dearly beloved Dickie Cox. We were there for his funeral. What he meant to the state of Texas, too, what kind of cowboy he was.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Oh, wow. Dickie Cox, I mean, you're talking straight hero. And Dickie went to the NFR 4 times. He won every major rodeo you can think of. To put it in a nutshell, it was great to be at his funeral to see all his peers honor him, especially Gary Lafew made a special trip in from California, and Gary told a story about how he was a rookie and knew nobody, and the first two cowboys he came across was Bill Cornell and Dickie Cox, and he was lucky enough to get in the car with them guys. Of course, they said Dickie Cox says there's only one condition: you cut that hair and get rid of that long comb in the back of your pocket. And Gary said he had to think about that long and hard, but he said that next day, he said, I wanted to rodeo, so I cut that hair and got rid of that comb, and they took me in. So them are the great stories. That's how great Dickie Cox was.
Yep.
And the funeral was awesome. It was a great send-off.
And, you know, guys, I was really impressed is we got to see Pete Gay there, Clyde and Elsie Frost. Tuff was there. Gary, of course, Don Graham, and I got to see Ronnie and Judy Bowman that I hadn't seen for 30 years. And it was a wonderful funeral, and I just can't say enough about the Holcox family. Love them to death. And Lane Fulton and his, I thought it was sweet because it looked like, I bet you Tuff came for Lane because his grandpa, he knew how much he loved his grandpa. I just thought it was so neat.
Well, and, you know, the great thing about, you know, what it is that HUD and Kirk are doing over at the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame and Stacy in Oklahoma and the National Cowboy Hall of Fame and you know, all these different things. And what we're trying to do here is all about the stories behind the stories and honoring and treasuring the ones that blazed the trail before us that have brought this sport so that we're able to have it here today in this lifestyle and this way of life. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk with Kirk and Mike a little bit about those that are actually being inducted, some of the other folks, and hear a little bit about their story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260 extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260 extension 15. Call now and let's get you packing.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in tonight. We have a real special hour tonight. We've been visiting with the president of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame and one of their board members, who is also being honored for a very special award, the Johnny Bourne Award, and that's Mike Hudson and Kirk Allman. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm here with Vicki and Donna Lynn, and we just are kind of having a roundtable and really just shooting the breeze and talking all things history. And so if you're listening and you want to chime in, be sure to press 1 and let my producer Maria know that you're out there and that you want to visit with us, because we will bring you on the line. We'd love to have callers call in. We've had a few the last few weeks and it's been really great. So hit that number 1 on the phone dial. So, gentlemen, let's go back to what we were talking about. Before the break, we were talking about just on, you know, some of the fallen cowboys and those that are being inducted. Kirk, you're being inducted. Mike, tell us a little bit about some of the other folks that are being inducted and some of the different categories you're going to be recognizing next week and during your induction.
I would be happy to. The way that these cowboys and cowgirls are selected, I have a selection committee that are past inductees of the hall. All of these cowboys and cowgirls on the selection committee have made major commitments to pro rodeo throughout their life. They've all been winners. I've got some world champions on there. I've got a lot of people on there. It's not just fly-by-night deal. These people get a book before the inductions and have to go through it and read all the bios and stuff on these people, which most of them know anyway. But what they do is they'll pick X amount of people to go on the ballot, and then the ballot is sent out to the voting membership. And in order to vote, you have to be a member of the hall. Your dues are $35 a year. And if it's a man and woman, a wife or partner or whatever, $50, then they're both members and they get 2 votes. So it's really a good deal. It's not that expensive. And that way you're involved. You get newsletters from the organization. It kind of keeps you up on what's going on in between, and you know who's had babies, who's died, stuff like that, or any kind of rodeo things that people know. But this year we're really lucky, and all of the people who are members chose these inductees for 2015. And I'll run through these real fast with you: Monk Dishman, John Glore, Gene Lyda, Bud Monroe, Kevin Stewart, Dan Webb, and James Zamp. That's the men. The lady being inducted is Sherry Price Johnson from Oklahoma. She's now living in Oklahoma. She used to live in Texas. And to be considered to go into the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, like Bud Monroe, of course, everybody knows he's a world champion saddlebuck rider from Montana. Well, what's he, people, well, how come he's in there? Well, you have to be a resident of Texas at least 5 years during your rodeo career to be qualified to go into the Texas Hall. And, of course, Bud married one of my school chums from Sam Houston State when we were in college down there, Jimmy Gibbs. So he moved to Texas as soon as he got married, and he rodeoed out of Texas a long time before he retired. So that's the way that we look at that. That's the contestants, rodeo personnel. We're inducting this year is Shelley Burmeister Mowry, Michael Moore, who was part of, he worked rodeos for Tommy Steiner. His partner was Leon Coffey, which I'm sure everyone's familiar with Leon, and they went by Salt and Pepper. That was their name because Leon was black, Mike was white, so they just went as Salt and Pepper. That was the arena name. A gentleman from up in Bowie, Texas, Don Reynolds, is going in. J.W. Stoker, who I'm sure all of you are familiar with, the trick roper. Charlie Tindall is also being inducted. He was probably one of the best, or still is one of the best pickup men in the business, along with other contributions he made to rodeo. Our older contestants this year, we call them trailblazers, which in a way they were. They set the pace for everybody else after them. Ron Knatzer, who rodeoed, and then when he quit, he was a PRCA judge, as well as working for R.J. Reynolds back when they had the scoreboards going to all the rodeos. He was one of the scoreboard operators. A fella from South Texas, Morris Walker. He come from three or four Walker brothers who were all outstanding cowboys. Any of them could have won the world in their event. They were they rode rough stock as well as did timed events, but they just didn't want to travel. They never had the will to. They rodeo in Texas, but very few, didn't leave very much. They stayed in Texas. And also a cowboy named Don Workman is going in. The deceased category, David Bowen, he was an outstanding calf roper in college, and he met his end in a tragic accident, and he had been to the NFR one time and was on en route to go back. He got killed in a tragic traffic accident. Dick Griffith, who was born and raised in Fort Worth, had the Griffith riding team. Becky and Vicki, I'm sure you're familiar with the Griffiths, that they're in California now.
Yep.
But they did all of the trick acts and the Roman riding and everything. The last one on that list is Dr. T.K. Hardy. He was a single steer tripper. He was a veterinarian, and he's one of the funniest men you'd ever want to meet. He was a great guy. We always induct an animal this year. We're inducting a barrel horse, Red. Goes by Red. The name of the horse registered name was Star Pladette, who was Sherry Johnson's horse, so she's lucky to get in, and her horse is getting in the same year. So that'll make it nice for her.
Wow.
Last but not least, director's choice this year, which means we just automatically inducted him because if he was on the ballot, he would have got in anyway, and he would have took probably votes away from some of the more deserving cowboys that weren't as well known as he, and it's Larry Mahan. He's probably in every museum and anything to do with the Western way of life. Larry's been inducted into it. Western Heritage Award is someone kind of like the Johnny Boren in a way, but this year's going to Tom Feller. He was a great barrel man during rodeo when he was going to rodeos, and he also now is an executive with the Justin Boot Company in Fort Worth. And like I said earlier, the Johnny Boren Award has been awarded to Kirk Allman, and we usually do a Venue of the Year, which means a larger rodeo in the state, and this year we're inducting the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. So we've got a heck of a lineup for Saturday, I'll tell you.
Wow. What a lineup.
Well, this is Vicki, and you know there's a whole lot going on this weekend. you know, Hyde, of course, giving us all the names of the inductees, and that will take up a good part of the afternoon, and it's a great, fun place to be. But you have some things going on Friday as well, and something that was just added, I believe, last year. Tell us a little bit about the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let Kirk tell you about the golf tournament. Kirk is over, well, he and another friend of ours, Robert Anderson, they basically took this idea and ran with it. Last year was our first year, but they have done a superb job on the golf tournament. Kirk, you want to tell them a little bit about it?
Sure. The golf tournament has been a huge success, and I've got to give all the credit in the world to Robert Anderson. He is the golf chairman, which was my job to go out and find the golf chairman, which I picked the guy that I knew that loved to play golf, and I chose very well, so I was proud of myself for that.
Good job, Kirk.
Because Robert knows everybody, and he is very attentive to everything he does. You could really go off the scale to how micromanagement, to say the least. So Robert is great at what he does, and he has got this golf tournament ticking like a clock. We have 120 golfers. So many we had to turn some of them away. Of course, Vicki knows that we give buckles for the first place team, and I mean these buckles are the prettiest buckles you'll ever see at a golf tournament, for sure.
Thank you, Kirk. You know, and when you were talking about Robert, you know, and having his hand in every aspect of that golf tournament, what a pleasure he was to work with on designing these buckles, and because he cares so much. I mean, it was just a lot of fun working with him. What a great success the golf tournament is, and that is directly attributed to all the hard work you put in, because a lot of places it takes a number of years to get something like that established. Not with y'all. You had done it in 1 year, and you're back twice as big.
Twice as big, and we're thinking about even adding a day next year and doing other things. One of our ideas is, and this hasn't been decided yet, but we'd like to have a match of champions. And I was talking to Butch Kirby today, and have something like a chipping and putting match between Donnie Gay and Butch Kirby. That's stuff of the future that will, if it doesn't happen
now,
this year, it's going to happen next year.
Butch Kirby, you know, as long as it doesn't involve any frog legs, okay? Because I could tell some stories about Butch coming to Oregon and
Higley Hop. Why do those two things just ring a bell to me, even though I was, you know, just a kid running around that place? Oh, my goodness. Well, and this is Becky, and, you know, the thing that is really, of course, everything's bigger in Texas. So, of course, your golf tournament doubled. That's awesome. Congratulations on that. What do you guys do as far as, you know, bringing this? We've got a couple minutes till break. Share with the audience, what do you do to bring our Western way of life and what you're doing at the hall? Because you're right there in Fort Worth in the Stockyards, but you've got that whole city right around you, and there's a lot of city. How do you bridge the two cultures and open it up to the folks that are there in the city, too? Because, you know, it's real important that we expose our culture to everybody.
You know, that when we first moved the hall here, everybody was kind of wondering about that, but they had the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame is right across the street from the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame. And we thought that bringing this here, there may be animosity or whatever, but these people were very nice. We do things together when they have activities. We buy tickets and go to their deals, and when we have ours, they reciprocate and come to ours. So we have a good working relationship. As far as the people in Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Stockyards is just it is a little different culture on the west side of Fort Worth than it's more of the uptown, the dress up deal every day. But these people, let me tell you what, they'll dress up when they need to, but they'll sure put on their boots and jeans and come to the Stockyards too and enjoy everything going on down there, the restaurants, the clubs, the night activities, the Cowtown Rodeo in the Coliseum. They have a rodeo in the old Coliseum every Friday and Saturday night, every weekend of the year. Just kind of like the herd, except Thanksgiving and Christmas. But there is a rodeo in the Coliseum every Friday and Saturday night during the year. So when people come to Fort Worth, they always go, well, I want to go to a rodeo. Well, we got one. Come on, let's go. So the culture really mixes well, and everybody tolerates everybody else. It's just a way of life in Fort Worth. Everybody's very friendly. Everybody has different views on different things, but as a whole, everybody comes together and realizes that the stockyards area was what got Fort Worth started back in when they had the cattle drives moving them to market. This was only Armour and Swift both had meat packing companies in Fort Worth, and then after the railroads come in, instead of driving them, they'd ship them in on rail. So it's just a part of Fort Worth. I mean, everybody gets along really well and reciprocates to our events as we do theirs.
Well, that's so awesome, because it's so important that not just there in Fort Worth, but everywhere within the U.S., we need to keep that culture alive, and it's the halls like yourselves that are doing such a great job of doing that. So stay tuned. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish up with the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame and President Mike Hudson and Kirk Holman. We'll be right back. Holman.
ForRadio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am here tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel, my guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana. And by the way, she is our resident cheerleader, as we are her, so we love having Donna Lynn on when she could stop in, and she's pretty faithful. So, Donna Lynn, thank you so much for always, always doing your best to be with us each and every week. We appreciate you.
It's always a pleasure. It's really great to be a cheerleader. And speaking of that, you know, Hyde, you probably have a book put together the story and the history of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame already. It would probably be great. I'm always a cheerleader for people writing their stories.
Well, I don't know how good a story I could write. Some of the stuff you couldn't put in there due to the family.
Well, it would make it a bestseller, Hyde. You have to.
Oh, I know. You just have to use fictitious names, because most of these people are still alive and may get in trouble at home. So I don't know about writing a book.
Wow.
I did want to say, though, that Vicki, was it 2 years ago when I came to you about buckles? Is this your second or third year you've made buckles for us?
I believe it's the third year, Hud. Yeah,
When I was voted in as president, we give everybody that's been inducted a plaque, a really nice plaque. They hang one in the hall and then give the inductee a plaque. And once I got to president, I said, you know what, these guys need a buckle. So I got with Vicki and Trace Real Silver. We designed a buckle, and we have the same buckle every year. It's more of a dress buckle than a trophy buckle. But what I did, I required the board members to go out and solicit buckle donations, and I'm happy to say that this has really gone over well, and every one of the living inductees get a Trace Real's buckle every year donated by businesses in Fort Worth and throughout Texas.
Well, Hud, I need to say on behalf of Trace Rios and Brett Feely and myself, we are just so totally honored. And, of course, you know how deep our rodeo roots, my rodeo roots, go back.
Sure.
If, say, we're the official buckle maker of the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, I mean, thank you so much. I mean, we're honored.
Thank you. And this is one of the nicest buckles you'll ever see. And it isn't a buckle that people go home and throw in a drawer or put it on the coffee table or hang on the wall or whatever. 99% of these guys and ladies that get inducted wear these buckles on a daily basis. So,
wow, I love it.
Y'all done a great job on them. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, we have about, I would say, 8 minutes, 7 minutes to close, and Maria is messaging me saying that we have a caller on the line.
Great.
Wow. So, well, I wonder who that is, Becky.
I don't know. Who's on the line with us?
Well, I heard there was some talk about some prunies, and I just couldn't help myself but call in. This is Christy Camarillo from the Oakdale Cowboy Museum. I have to tell you guys, I've been waiting on hold for 55 minutes for Hutt to take a breath, and he hasn't yet.
Well, you know, this is Vicky.
Shocking.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And you know what, Hutt? We set you up.
Wait, Vicky. Yeah, I was going to say, you better give a little background to our listeners on this one. Go ahead, Vic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we have to, when we were at Vegas, and of course we had Hutt on, we had Christy on, we had Larry Jordan. I mean, we had such a great group true rodeo people. And anyway, Christy, of course, she's from Oakdale, California. And you know what, Christy? I got an email this morning from Winston Bruce, and bless his heart, he says, "Wow, it's the time of the year. Seems like we should be in Oakdale." And I said, "Yep, you should be checking the draw, and I should be saddling a trick riding horse." But anyway, it's almost rodeo time in Oakdale, and Oakdale calls itself the cowboy capital of the world. Christy is in charge of the museum out there, and her and Hutt kind of spar back and forth between California, Texas, California.
Well, and I just got to chime in on this one because I think I love Mike and Christy together because they have such a passion for what it is they do. And how ironic that you guys have this going on the same weekend. Is that planned?
No, it wasn't planned. And I have attended the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame event when it was on the following weekend. But then they moved it back to the second weekend in April and back to this conflict with the Oakdale Rodeo. And all we have going on here, it's a big week for us. So as you all know, as Christensen Brothers stock contractors, former contractors for the Oakdale Rodeo, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge deal.
Well,
Oakdale is world-renowned. It truly is, Christy, and what a great job you've done with the museum and keeping everything Western in Oakdale. And I know, Hutt, you have something you have to say to Christy, don't you?
Oh, no, I'm just listening to her. I never would have dreamt she would have called tonight. I couldn't even.
Hi, Christy. It's Kirk. Hi, Christy. I'm glad to hear you.
Yeah, I called to say congratulations to Kirk.
Well, Christy, I appreciate it. And it's always good to hear your voice. And Oakdale is a great rodeo. Vicky can testify. We get the old photos out of Oakdale and Bobby Christian. He happens to be in the background of a bunch of them.
We had a lot of fun there, Kirk. Yes, we did.
That's right. I love to give old Ted News and all those people a little hard time because, Ted, there was a bunch of coonies here that have moved to Stephenville. So I said, they're the other cowboy capital, and they've got some great California cowboys living there.
and to break the news, there's just been another one move in, confirmed last week. Give me a call. Aaron Seamus lives in Brock, Texas.
This is Don Lynn. He's about 12 miles down the road from us.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Mike, you got to get out there and start soliciting them as memberships from them Californians that are now Texans.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Kirk do it since he's a pony. He can get along better with them than me, probably.
They'll be glad to do it, for sure.
And Kirk, don't be washing Hutt's car.
Hey, look, everybody gets one free car wash out of me. That's it, one. And then I'm done.
thank God it's just one.
Well,
come on out here. There's no rain out here, so our cars stay clean longer.
There's not much around here, but you got to get the dust off.
You got to get the dust off.
So, Mike, tell us. Crispy, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's just fun. I wish, you know, no one could ever really put, replay how well you guys, your interviews together at Vegas were great. And I hope next year we can do it again when we come back. But the bottom line is your causes are the same. Your passions are the same. You have a lot, you have a love for what it is you do, the sport of rodeo, the Western way of life. And so really, we may be calling up to replay and rehash December, but I give you guys the utmost respect because without you guys, these halls wouldn't be growing. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing. And so, Mike, hats off to you to take this in Fort Worth for the last 5 years and grow it and really making it a destination to come and honor these cowboys. And just like, your hall, if you go to the website, and you can find the website, it's just TexasRodeoCowboy.com. And that'll, right on the front page, gives you all those that are being inducted this year, all the finalists, all the past inductees, quite a number of them. But real quick, because we don't have a lot of time left, tell us a little bit about a couple things. Your scholarship and your memberships. What's the scholarship all about, and how do you sign up to be a member?
Okay. The scholarships are doing really well. We try to award at least three every year to a deserving either an agriculture student or someone that could be an agriculture student as well as rodeo. They do not have to rodeo. The way these are awarded, we've got a lady that Tina Hodge is on our committee. She's over all the scholarships. And we have San Antonio Livestock Show and Rodeo gives us scholarship money every year, as well as Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So these are pretty well funded with other donations. We're strictly a 501c3, so everything we get is donated or donated to us from individuals. And then we give them a receipt for that, showing for their tax purposes. So mm-hmm. We'll take anybody's money anytime, any place, anywhere. Give you an address. And we also are selling tickets to the event. They're $75 each. If anybody wants a phone number, it's 817-624-7963. That's the office. It's in Austin, Texas. And like they said, you can go to the website, www.texasrodeocowboy.com. And there's all kind of information, addresses, past inductees. To become a member, I think I said earlier in the program, it's $35 a year. For a spouse combined, it's $50 a year. And then you get all the updates, the newsletters, the going on of what's happening in the hall. And by all means, everybody that's out there listening, if you want to join, we'd be lucky to have you. So,
well, thank you so much, Hud, and thank you, Kirk, and thank you, Christy. We're about out of time, but the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, it's all about preserving history and honoring achievement. That's their tagline. They're having their induction ceremony at the Stockyards this coming weekend. We'll make sure that we post that phone number on our Facebook page. So if you're interested and you're in the area and want tickets, we'll have a link there for you as well. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to say goodnight to my co-host, my guest co-host, and all of our guests. Thank you so much. And I'm going to let Aunt Vicki close it out. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thanks, Becky. Good night, Donna Lynn, Kurt.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate y'all. Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame, Christy Camarillo from Oakdale, California, cowboy capital of the world. Good night. Thank you so much. God bless. And here's Crystal Lyons with a little cowgirl logic.
Well, it's Crystal Lyons, and I just made it home after 2 days of hard driving, and I was just as foggy-headed as could be. And my son had laid my 30-30 on the bed, and I knew it was loaded, but in my stupor, I just decided to make sure there wasn't a bullet in the chamber, so I cocked it. Hello, how smart is that? Now there is a bullet in the chamber. So being the safe gun handler that I am, I stood by the bed with gun pointed down while I was trying to release the hammer. Blam! Job accomplished. I had just blown a hole smooth through my bed with a 30-30. I'm telling you, all brain fogginess was instantly gone. And though it was an incredibly stupid stunt, people everywhere are doing much worse than this on a regular basis, blowing holes in their marriage bed. We take each other for granted, begin to fantasize, etc., etc. Next thing you know, we have gone into stupefied mode, and we are the loaded gun. One stupid move, just one. And whether your mate finds out about your indiscretions or not doesn't change the fact that you have just blown a huge hole through your marriage bed. The atmosphere in the relationship with your marriage partner has been altered. Our sexuality is like a loaded gun. Handle it wisely and responsibly, it protects. Handle it carelessly and people get destroyed. When I shot a hole through my mattress, it happened suddenly. But when a hole is blown through a marriage bed, it approaches slowly and with lots of opportunities to turn and change the outcome. What may look and feel and taste like heaven will leave you looking as stupid as I did. Only difference is, we can laugh about my stupidity. Adultery blows holes through people's hearts. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
For radio.com.